This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can now watch the TV version of our show on Free Speech TV weekdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. For years, multinational corporations have taken advantage of tax havens in order to maximize profits. Well, that sense of entitlement has received a huge reality check this week with the European Commission's bombshell decision to demand that the Apple Corporation pay a whopping $14.5 billion in back taxes to Ireland, which is a popular tax haven. Ireland has positioned itself as one of Europe's most lucrative locations to do business. Apple has an office in Cork, Ireland, where it employs 6,000 people. The Irish government has decided to refuse the taxes that the EC says Apple owes. Meanwhile, Apple itself issued a defiant response in the form of an open letter to customers, calling itself, quote, a responsible corporate citizen, and being, quote, confident that the Commission's order will be reversed. My guest is Clark Gascoigne. He is the Deputy Executive Director of the FACT Coalition. FACT stands for Financial Accountability and Corporate Transparency. Welcome to the program, Clark.
Thank you for having me, Sonali.
How does this particular decision, in terms of the actual amount that the EC says Apple owes Ireland, how does that compare to other such decisions? Is this by far the biggest?
So it's bigger than some of the other illegal state aid decisions that have come out of the EU, but that's because Apple is the largest company in the world, has more money stashed offshore than any other company in the world, and is the biggest tax dodger in the world. So it's so it makes sense. But again, the $14.5 billion that Apple is paying the Irish government, or being forced to repay the Irish government, is a small fraction of the amount of money that they actually owe the U.S. government. So we can get back, if you want to get back to that later, we can. But
yes, let's focus on Ireland, but let's definitely get to the U.S. So what exactly was it that the European Commission decided, and how is it that the EC gets to decide? I mean, certainly Europe itself is struggling with this idea that it is a coalition of countries that have to follow common rules, but right. Individual countries have their own sovereignty. Ireland, of course, right. would like to preserve its decision on how to structure its tax system, and the European Commission would like to probably see a fairer playing field across Europe, right?
So that's right, exactly. That's it. Each member state of the European Union has sovereignty over the tax rates that they set in each state. So Ireland has a 12.5% tax rate, and they have the right to move that up or down.
This is for corporations, though.
For corporations, yeah. Exactly. And but the problem is that they cut a special deal with Apple that said, we have this 12.5% rate that companies pay in Ireland, but we'll work something out where you don't have to pay anything,
or anything.
Almost anything. Well, I believe it was 0.05% in 2011, and by 2014 it was down to 0.005%.
Wow.
So for every $1 million in profits Apple was earning through its Irish subsidiary, they paid 50 euros in tax. So
how does this benefit Ireland? I mean, Ireland is defending this deal that it made with Apple. It's in this awkward position of saying, no thanks, we don't want your $14.5 billion, which I'm sure the Irish public would benefit from. How does Ireland benefit from taxing Apple so little?
It doesn't really in the long run. It doesn't benefit Ireland. It actually hurts Ireland in the long run to not have a sustainable tax base. Ireland's looking at this at a very short-term, narrow point of view of, well, we can create a few jobs by not taxing companies, and they'll move some jobs over here. And yeah, that'll happen a little bit, but down the road, you have to have a sustainable tax base in order to fund your government. And there's a reason that Ireland nearly went belly up in the debt crisis a few years back, and had to get bailed out by the EU. So there's there's a pattern of you know, this doesn't work, setting tax rates so low that you can't actually have a sustainable functioning government doesn't end up working in the long run.
The Irish finance minister Michael Noonan defended the Irish government's decision to keep its deal with Apple, saying this is necessary to defend the integrity of our tax system, to provide a tax certainty to business, and to challenge the encroachment of EU state aid rules into the sovereign member state competence of taxation. How do you respond to this quote? Is he basically, you know, has this become now symbolic of Ireland's sovereignty against the EU, or is that just a red herring?
I mean, I think it's a red herring. I mean, the issue here is, you know, I mean, if Ireland wanted to set its corporate tax rate at 0.05% and subject, you know, all companies operating in Ireland to that rate, then that they would solve the problem, right? Apple could get away with paying that, and so could the small businesses in Ireland.
Right. So it's basically the small businesses that end up paying a higher tax rate than the biggest corporation in the world, whether we're looking, for example, at Ireland or the rest of the world. I want to ask you to respond to the letter that Apple CEO Tim Cook and Apple as a whole wrote. It's interesting. It sent this letter or posted this letter online to the, quote, Apple community in Europe. It's supposed to be a message to the customers. And it's a very rosy story of how it started its factory in Cork, Ireland with 60 people. Now it's 6,000 people. But the important part of this letter is saying that it's a corporate, a very responsible corporate tax citizen, and that Apple follows the law and we pay all the taxes that we owe. They're saying that we have to retroactively pay additional taxes to a government that says we don't owe them any more than we've already paid. Does this letter, satisfy you?
Yeah, the pretense that Apple is a good corporate citizen that pays its taxes is now over. I mean, we saw that 3 years ago, the U.S. Senate came out with a report showing how Apple had billions of dollars attributed to its Irish subsidiary, where it was, you know, it was paying taxes nowhere in the world. When you have to fill out a form in Ireland on its tax returns, and it asks, you know, where are you domiciled for tax purposes? Where's this money? They leave that spot blank because they're not tax domiciled anywhere. Ireland taxes you based on where you're headquartered, and of course they're headquartered in California, but the U.S. is taxing these subsidiaries based on where the profits are being made, and they're being made in Ireland, so then they're not actually taxed anywhere right now. So,
well, that's convenient.
And that's all intentional. So, you know, I mean, we saw it with the U.S. Senate report. The European Commission has had a very thorough, detailed investigation into this, and they're showing how Apple, with assistance from the Irish government, attributed over 99% of its profits earned, not just in Ireland, but we're talking about earned in all of Europe, Africa, Middle East, India, to a phantom head office in Ireland with no employees, no premises, or economic activity whatsoever, and those profits were never taxed by anybody. So, I mean, this is just absurd, this notion that they are paying all the taxes that they owe, when in fact they went over there and cut a backroom deal with the Irish government to ensure that they wouldn't have to pay any taxes whatsoever.
All right, so in their letter, they say quite clearly that they didn't make a deal. Let me quote the letters by Apple. Says, the European Commission has launched an effort to rewrite Apple's history in Europe, ignore Ireland's tax laws, and upend the international tax system in the process. The opinion issued on August 30th alleges that Ireland gave Apple a special deal on our taxes. This claim has no basis in fact or in law. We never asked for, nor did we receive, any special deals.
So I think the question is, what were Apple lobbyists doing all over Europe for the past several years, talking to politicians? They do this all the time. They have a huge lobbying operation, and they're constantly working to cut deals for themselves. So that's just patently absurd. But the real issue here isn't really Apple's behavior. It's the behavior of governments that are letting them get away with doing this. And thankfully, the European Union has decided that they're going to engage in a serious conversation about this, which, to this point, Ireland aside, The United States has not been engaged in a useful conversation, either at home or abroad, about the taxes that multinational corporations should be paying. And that it's time that changes, because the United States is actually the largest loser, loses more money to offshore tax dodging by multinational companies than any other country in the world. The estimates now are up to $135 billion. This year we will lose in the United States in tax revenue. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive amount of money.
Clark, it reminds me of the conversations that we get about labor laws and, you know, cheap labor costs. Anywhere in the world that people get underpaid is where corporations will go to do business. Hence, we've seen massive business growth in and a factory relocation in China. It feels like anywhere in the world that basically says, we're a tax haven, you can come and set up a fictitious headquarters here and claim that you would pay taxes here and we'll let you get away with it, means that companies will be able to not pay taxes in the countries they're actually doing business in, right? Don't we have to have fair taxation worldwide in order for, you know, to not provide corporations these loopholes? If you close the loopholes, they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, so this does need to be tackled in a sort of through international cooperation, and there's been efforts globally to do that. I mean, the European Union is off to a strong start on this. The United States has its head in the sand so far on this, but
would you say that that Apple owes the U.S. far more than what the EEC says it should pay Ireland? Not just talking about $14.5 billion to the U.S. We're talking about many, many more billions.
So Apple has over $215 billion booked offshore, on which they currently owe 66 billion in taxes to the U.S. government. So say, you know, if $14 billion goes to Ireland on this, they still owe another $52 billion to the United States, to the U.S. taxpayers. And nobody, not in the administration or not in Congress, seems to be doing much about that. You may have seen the administration out this week talking about how this is outrageous and they're trying to defend the U.S. tax base. But that's absurd. When you look at their plans, Treasury and the White House have a plan that would be a tax giveaway to multinational tax dodgers like Apple. They want to tax it at a tiny 14% tax rate when the real rate is 35%, and congressional plans are even worse. I mean, they're proposing 8% is some of the plans over there, when in fact, you know, this really should be brought back. We should just actually end the process of deferral, which allows multinational companies to shift their profits offshore and avoid paying taxes on this money in the first place. That's
right.
the simple thing. We could do that very easily.
Right. I mean, just to be clear, Apple's not actually clearly breaking any laws. None of these companies that take advantage of this
right.
are technically doing anything illegal. In fact, they employ armies of lawyers to make sure that they aren't necessarily doing anything illegal. In the case of Ireland and the European Commission, the EC has basically determined that Apple got special treatment. But of course, even if it were to pay the rate that other companies pay in Ireland, it would be paying a ridiculously low rate. So isn't it by design here in the U.S. that we allow companies to not pay their fair share of taxes?
The outrage is that most of this is legal, right?
Yeah.
So, and that we've let them get away with this. So Apple, not only do they employ lawyers to make sure that they're not breaking the law, they employ lawyers to write the law. And they go up to Capitol Hill and they persuade Congress to not tax them on this money. And until the American public wakes up and says, we've had enough, tax dodging by multinational corporations is $135 billion a year that I as a citizen or I as a small business owner am going to have to pay instead of Apple, then we're never going to fix this. So,
right. I mean, I just think of the number of times that Congress says there just isn't enough money to expand Medicaid. We need to reduce Social Security payouts
absolutely.
Because there isn't enough money. There isn't enough money for proper teacher training or school. I mean, there's never enough money, apparently. There's always money for the military. There's never
right.
enough money for all of the things that ordinary Americans benefit from. And corporations are just, you know, we pay proportionately small businesses pay a lot higher tax rates than these big corporations.
Well, not only small businesses, but the tax rate that the tax rate, 0.005% is a lower rate than I think anybody, any person in the United States would pay if they have any sort of income whatsoever. So, we're talking outrageously low amounts of money, and it's time that we just simply end the process of deferral. There's an op-ed or an editorial in the New York Times today that talks about the need to end deferral. Unfortunately, the New York Times op-ed calls the 14% giveaway by the Treasury and Obama proposal to let Apple get away with 14% rate on this money is, they call it reasonable. I think it's completely unreasonable. It's ridiculous to reward them for stashing their profits offshore in the first place. We should just simply end the process of deferral whatsoever.
So at this point, while the news is focused on Apple owing Ireland these billions of dollars, the bigger story of how much more Apple owes the United States, is it getting any comparable media coverage?
It's starting to. I think the first set of stories that came out yesterday were about the deal, what it meant, and some of the initial political reactions. But the coverage today is starting to pick up on the, wait a second, the hypocrisy that all of a sudden, before this deal, we were outraged by how much Apple was losing. And now all of a sudden our leaders on Capitol Hill and in the administration seem outraged that Apple has to pay any tax whatsoever. So, the real question here is we've got $52 billion sitting right there that we could force Apple to pay to U.S. taxpayers really quickly and easily, and we're just not collecting that.
Clark, give out a website for the FACT Coalition where people can find out more information.
We do. TheFactCoalition.org, all spelled out.
And that's thefactcoalition.org. My guest is Clark Gascoigne. Clark, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
Clark Gascoigne is the Deputy Executive Director of the FACT Coalition. Again, FACT stands for Financial Accountability and Corporate Transparency. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.